before we speak about the Prophet now, the world is divided into two, Ajam and Arab. We're talking about selection now. Did the Prophet of Allah, did Allah choose the Prophet to come amongst the Ajam or amongst the Arab? You tell me. Amongst the Arab. Why? Why not the Ajam? You know what Ajam means? Dumb, mute, goonga. Ajam means goonga, mute. And Arab means eloquent, fasahat, balagat. The message that the Prophet of Allah was going to relate to humanity was a message of fasahat and balagat, eloquence. So the area that Allah chose for the Prophet of Allah was befitting the status of the Prophet of Allah. If he was sent amongst the Ajam, he was not suiting. Ajam, the word, does not suit Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he chose the Arab. Understood? Ajam means mute. But we're not mute in that sense. We are not so eloquent as the Arabs are. Or you could say we are not so eloquent. No language is so eloquent as the languages of Arabic. So we could take it in that sense. Sheikh Ishaq will agree with that. Then the city that was selected, the city in which the Prophet of Allah was sent, that city is known as Makkah. Another name for it, Bakkah. Makkah and Bakkah have different meanings. One of the meaning is center. This is the center of the world. Center. That the Sahaba will disperse after Hajjatul Wida, after the last sermon of the Prophet of Allah, in different directions, from the center, taking the same message to different parts of the world. That's why this Naf, this is called Makkah as well. Center. This is where life comes from. This is where the child is fed from. So Allah selected Makkah to be the city that hosts the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now in Makkah there were 32 tribes. In Makkah how many tribes? 32 tribes. Which tribe was chosen for the Prophet of Allah? Quraysh. And then which family from Quraysh? Banu Hashim. Why Banu Hashim? Hashim is the great grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hashim ka maana hai shorbe mein roti dalne wala. Hashim means the person that breaks the bread, puts it into the gravy and then serves it to people. So the grandfather, the great grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a great host. Allah selected the great host to be the great grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to be the greatest host of humanity. That's why Hashim. This is the arrangement for the Prophet of Allah to arrive. Son of Hashim? What's the son of Hashim? What's his name? Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib is the wali, is the custodian of the Kaaba. And the Prophet of Allah is going to be the one that is going to inform the people of the true rites of the Kaaba. How to make tawaf around the Kaaba. What does Allah say in Surah Ali Imran? Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin. Makkah is the hudan lil alamin. The Quran that the Prophet of Allah has received is hudan lil alamin. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alamin. Everything is universal. Everything is universal. City that is chosen is Makkah. 32 tribes, from the 32 tribes, Banu Hashim. Hashim is a great host. Allah selected him to be the great grandfather of Prophet Muhammad. Then Abdul Muttalib is the custodian of the Kaaba. How many sons does Abdul Muttalib have? 12 sons. Yaad karni ye cheez hai aaj. Abdul Muttalib has 12 sons. Which son was chosen to be the father of the Prophet of Allah? Abdullah. Let's study the other uncles of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdul Uzza. Abdul Uzza is Abu Lahab. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab. Abu Lahab's name is Abdul Uzza. Uzza is the name of a idol. Uzza ka banda, the servant of Uzza. Do you think this will be suitable for the Prophet of Allah that Abdul Uzza be his father? The Prophet of Allah is the greatest muwahid and his father carries the name of shirk. Abdul Uzza, not selected. Second, Abd Manaf. Abd Manaf is the name of Abu Talib. Abu Talib is the father of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. But Manaf, this was an idol as well. Not selected to be the father of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Abdul Harith. Harith means the fields. Kepi. The servant of the Kepi, Harith. Not suit in the mission of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then one uncle, Abd Shams. The servant of the sun. Not good enough. Abd Lat. The servant of Lat, name of an idol. Nawfal, Karama, Haris, Hamza, Abbas, Rabi'ah. If you study all these names, none of them sit well with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So which person was chosen to be the father of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Abdullah, the servant of Allah. What a selection, what a preparation. You can't point anything. No blemish, no deficiency. Abdullah was chosen. Then let's study the mother. Mother is from Madinatul Munawwara. In Medina there are 44 tribes. Close to Medina there is a place known as Abwa, where Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father is resting. In Abwa there are 27 tribes. Some tribes in Medina are known as Nadir, Quraiza, Kanuka. These are the Jewish tribes. Then Banu Hafsa, Banu Harb. Harb means fighting. The names of these tribes do not justify Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So which tribe is chosen to host the mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Banu Zuhra, Tarotazgi. Fresh, vibrant. This is the tribe of the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Banu Zuhra. I'm going to ask you at the end. Then from Banu Zuhra there were many, many girls. Which girl has been selected to be the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There was one lady, her name was Khamsa. If you read the books of history, you will come to know this lady was known for her beauty, for her akhlaq. But Khamsa means a lady with a crooked nose. Doesn't sit well. The mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khamsa, teri naqwali, doesn't make sense. So she was not selected. One lady, her name was Rabi'ah, very well known. Rabi'ah means weather, not accepted. So the lady that was accepted, her name was Amina, trustworthy. Inna aradhana al-amana. She was going to be placed with the greatest trust. And then she will deliver this trust to humanity, and then he will fulfill the trust of Allah, that is the glorious Quran, and he will relate it to humanity, the mission that Allah gives to him. We will be the Ameen. Now, the months, let's study the months. Study the months. In which month did Prophet Muhammad ﷺ arrive in? Rabiul Awwal. Why not in Muharram? Why not in Safar? Why not in Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra? Why not in Sha'ban? Why not in Ramzan? There's a reason behind it. This is preparation. So they say that Muharram means a month in which things are made unlawful. So this was not the month chosen for the Prophet of Allah. Safar means pale, yellow. Safar means pale, yellow, not accepted. Rabi'ul Awwal means the first spring. Rabi'ul Awwal, first spring. Rabi'ul Thani, second spring. Then Jumad al-Ula means the first dot. Jumad al-Ula, first dot. Jumad al-Thani, second dot. The Prophet of Allah was sent in the first dot. The Prophet of Allah was sent in the second dot. The Prophet of Allah was sent in yellow. The Prophet of Allah was sent in a month that is unlawful. Doesn't make sense. Rajab. Rajab was a pass, a valley that was 400 miles away from Madinatul Munawwara. It was the name of a valley that was 400 miles away from Madinatul Munawwara, from Makkatul Mukarrama. So that was not accepted as well. Sha'ban means a valley on the right side. Ramadan means something that is burnt. Ramadan comes to burn our sins. Ramadh. None of the months are befitting Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The month that was accepted is Rabiul Awwal, the first spring. And this is a month that really justifies Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now let's study the name. The name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heavens is Ahmad. And in the world, Muhammad. Muhammad is from the root word Hamad. And Hamad is always at the end. When you finish a meal, you say Alhamdulillah. When you finish a meal, you say Alhamdulillah. You don't say Alhamdulillah in the start of the meal. Meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet. Muhammad is from Hamad. Hamad is always at the end. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come at the end. Muhammad and Allah both are without bidun nuqta, without dot. Muhammad, the word has no dot. This indicates there is no blemish in the life of the Prophet of Allah. No nuqta. And to be Muhammad, you have to be Ahmad. You can't be Muhammad without being Ahmad. Ahmad is the one that has praised Allah the most. Once you have praised Allah the most, Allah will give you the title Muhammad. Now people will praise you. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. The nurse of the Prophet of Allah, Halima Sa'diya. This is preparation. We're going to finish in the preparation. The nurse of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her name is Halima Sa'diya. The tribe of Halima Sa'diya is Banu Sa'd. Allah selected a tribe for the nurse of the Prophet of Allah that is befitting Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Banu Sa'd. Sa'd means fortunate, good fortune. Good fortune. And the nurse, Halima, Hilam, forbearance. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had that forbearance. That sabr, that forbearance. At the conquest of Makkah. Ajib. At the conquest of Makkah, when 10,000 noble souls enter Makkatul Mukarramah in the leadership of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sa'd bin Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala an, when he passed Abu Sufyan, he said, Al-Yawm Yawmul Malhama. Al-Yawm Yawmul Malhama. Today is the day of revenge. He's passing Abu Sufyan. He said, today we will avenge the zulm of Hazrat Bilal. We will avenge the zulm of Hazrat Yasir, Hazrat Sumayya, Hazrat Khabbab bin Arad, Hazrat Abu Faqih. The time we spent in the valley of Abi Talib. The brutality that our Prophet of Allah went through. Al-Yawm Yawmul Malhama. Today is the day of revenge. Sa'd bin Ubadah is saying this loudly, and he's allowing Abu Sufyan to hear this. When the Prophet of Allah heard, he said, don't say it's Yawmul Malhama. Say Al-Yawm Yawmul Marhama. Al-Yawm Yawmul Marhama. Today is the day of compassion. Today is the day of compassion. Not the day of revenge. I will do exactly what my brother Yusuf did. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. No charge against you today. لا تثريب. No charge against you today. يغفر الله لكم. Allah will forgive you. وهو أرحم الراحمين. He's the most forgiving. He's the most forgiving. So Hilam, the nurse, her name is Halima Sa'diya, forbearance. Let's study the wives. We say the wives of the Prophet of Allah are divinely selected. No one can be on the bed of the Prophet of Allah without selection from above. Hazrat Khatija, the first wife of the Prophet of Allah. What does Khatija mean? Hajiyon ki jo khidmat kare, Khatija. Yaad rakhna. The one that serves the pilgrims is known as Khatija. That's the meaning of Khatija. Allah selected Khatija because her name indicates one aspect of the mission of the Prophet of Allah, to serve the Hujjaj Kiram. Second wife, Sauda, Aram Wali. Aram Wali. Aram Wali, a lady that gives you comfort and satisfaction, Sauda. This is one meaning. This is befitting the mission of the Prophet of Allah, that he came to give us comfort, to liberate us, to remove us from the valleys of stress and anxiety, and to place us in the valleys of comfort and solace. Aisha, Zinda Rehne Wali. Aisha means somebody that will live forever. The Prophet of Allah will live forever. His legacy will live forever. So this name of Aisha is befitting the mission of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hafsa, raaton ko qiyam karne wali. Hafsa means the lady that stands at night and praises Allah, glorifies Allah. And this was the mission of the Prophet of Allah, that when he used to complete his work during the day, he used to stand on the sajjada and praise Allah throughout the night. Maymuna Bakhtawali, good fortune. Maymuna Bakhtawali, good fortune. The Prophet of Allah married Maymuna. Maymuna means good fortune. The Prophet of Allah is good fortune. Let me say something here. When Halima Sadia, just came to my mind, when Halima Sadia came to Makkatul Mukarrama to select a child, she came to know that all the rich parents have given their children. And she arrived late in Mecca because her conveyance was very, very slow, very weak. So she arrived very late. The ladies of Banu Sa'd had taken the rich children and they were on their way back to their homes. Halima Sadia arrives, there's no child. She comes to know there's one child whose name is Muhammad. But yatim, orphan, not very prosperous. She says, it will be very sad to return empty-handed. I will take this child. So cutting the story short, she holds Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the conveyance, on that feeble, weak conveyance. And the husband sits in front. And the conveyance doesn't move. Doesn't move. They tried their best, but the conveyance doesn't move. So Halima Sadia says, most probably there's some sharaf, there's some honor and some nobility pertaining to this child. He cannot be a follower, he's a leader. Place him in front. So they place him in front, and then that camel starts moving at a very rapid pace. It meets the group that left well before, and it surpasses them. The scholars have derived from this, Bakhtawali. What does Maymuna mean? Good fortune. The Prophet of Allah was good fortune. The body of the Prophet of Allah touched that conveyance and it gave it a jet that made it move so quickly that it reached its destination in very quick time. This is only the body of the Prophet of Allah. This is when he was Muhammad bin Abdullah. He became Muhammad Rasul at the age of 40. And he came to convey a message after Muhammad Rasulullah. The message of the Prophet of Allah is more powerful than what the Prophet of Allah came with prior to 40 years of age. If we can attach the message with our body, what jet we will become. Kitni jaldi hum parvaz karenge. How quickly and how high will we fly? How quickly and how high will we fly? Bakhtawali, good fortune. Zainab means istighfar wali, a lady that makes a lot of istighfar. Allah selected Zainab because the Prophet of Allah used to make istighfar in abundance. He used to say, the hadith is in Ibn Majah, Tuba, Tuba, liman wajada fi sahifatihi istighfaran kathira. Glad tidings to that person who finds a lot of istighfar in his book of deeds. Umme Habiba, Pyar Wali. Umme Habiba, Pyar Wali. A lady that is compassionate. The Prophet of Allah was compassionate. Man lam yarham saghirana, wa lam yuwaqqir kabirana, falaysa minna. A person that is not compassionate to the youngsters and is not respectful to the elders, he's not a part of us. Safiya, somebody that is chosen. And I've made mention before that the Prophet of Allah was selected. He was a part of that gathering. And Jawariya, neighbor, a lady that has a neighbor, the Prophet of Allah was to come to inform us of the rights of the neighbors. The Prophet of Allah said so much that Jibreel used to come over and over again and speak about the rights of the neighbor. And I thought that a law will come in any time where the neighbor will be part and parcel of the inheritance, that he will be a recipient of the inheritance. And the last one, Rihana. Rihana means fragrance. This is the preparation. Inshallah, next year we'll speak about the next part of the journey. But today we have concluded on the preparation, that what preparation Allah made for the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I believe this will be enough for the time being to inspire us, to ignite the chemistry that sometimes fades away. But keep in mind, today as well, myself, we have spoken only about Muhammad bin Abdullah. We have not spoken about Muhammad Rasulullah. We will not attain any kind of success if we only revolve around Muhammad bin Abdullah. Abu Lahab. He has been cursed in the Quran. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab. And his wife Umme Jamil, she has been cursed in the Quran as well, in the same surah. When Muhammad was born, bin Abdullah was overjoyed. He freed slaves. He cut animals. But this joy that he had for the arrival of Muhammad bin Abdullah did not salvage him. Because when Muhammad bin Abdullah became Muhammad Rasulullah, he became a staunch enemy. So Muhammad bin Abdullah we accept from our heart. We respect from our heart. But Muhammad Rasulullah and the mission of Muhammad Rasulullah will take us to the heights. So go back home. Develop this chemistry with Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Try to find out what he desires from us. Because what he desires from us is what Allah desires from us. And if we fulfill the desire of Allah, we can never lose. Inshallah we will do that. Allah Rabbul Izzah give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka atubu ilayka.